Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. You're about to listen to an episode of Your Everyday Cyber Podcast with Limor Kesem and Diana Kelly. We live in a cyberspace almost all the time, but do we know enough about living in it securely? Join this dynamic duo as they take you through an exploration of daily cyber activities and how you can make better choices to make them secure for yourself and your family. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Welcome to Your Everyday Cyber. I'm Limor Kesem, a threat intelligence professional and cybersecurity advisor for some of the largest corporations in the world. Also, one toddler's mom. My co-host today is Diana Kelly, a cybersecurity expert who is the CTO and co-founder of Security Curve. Well, we have officially made it. 2020 was an unprecedented year for the entire world as we faced a global pandemic and this rolling stay-at-home orders in which I'm back in one of those. But apparently there is a light with a number of vaccine candidates that have proven effective in clinical trials, and many countries are already vaccinating citizens against the virus. So we might be looking at going back to living a normal life. And as we look into the new year, many of us are reflecting on the changes we made that we want to continue doing and assessing what new changes or habits we'll try to incorporate into our lives in 2021. Diana, do you have any resolutions on your list for this year?
I do. I have a couple of resolutions. Some things I'm proud of, like getting through last year and sticking to a workout schedule, which even, you know, the gym's closed. So I was really proud of that. You know, and something else I started working on that I hope to expand going forward is actually teaching my dog to talk.
Amazing.
An interesting way that technology has helped us. It's not the super most advanced technology, but a speech pathologist, Christina Hunger, started thinking about alternative ways to communicate with her canine and started using these special buttons that you can record words on that are large enough for a dog to press with their paw and teaching them words. And you know, generally this work is best with puppies because they've got the, you know, those really malleable puppy brains. But my dog is, she's 10 years old. But she does learn outside, so she can ring a bell to go inside, outside, and she's learning to differentiate between the buttons of the different food. And after that, we're hoping to expand her out to more abstract concepts, because some of these dogs are communicating with things like they understand today and tomorrow. So I want to keep working on that. And for a very specific cyber resolution, I want to go through my password wallet. You and I, Limor, we love our password wallets. Anybody who's listened to this show knows how much we like
we do.
Password vaults, password wallets. But I've realized that mine has gotten just really just stuffed with a lot of accounts that maybe I only used once or twice. So I'm going to go through, see what accounts I'm not using, and delete my presents. So spark a little bit of a tidying up joy in my cyber wallet. So how about you, Limor? What are your resolutions?
This is really good. I think I'm going to steal yours and go through mine as well. We'll talk about accounts I'm no longer using. You know, I think everybody lately has been hearing about the WhatsApp note that requires users to, you know, share personal data with all Facebook companies, whether they use those applications or not. And I think that there's a huge impact on privacy and a lot, you know, a lot of people don't want to consider it. And I know it's extremely hard to detach from an application like WhatsApp if you're already using it. But my resolution is to finally make steps to move away and, you know, to kind of cut ties with that specific application, move perhaps a Signal, encourage people to do the same so we can actually transition to more private conscious communication. Yeah. And the usual, you know, aside from conquering the world, I want to convert more people to digital password wallets. Yes. that's a forever resolution. So Diana, to help all of us think through a healthier new year resolution in terms of our tech, I'm so excited that we're welcoming to our show our friend Ron Craig, head of IT and cybersecurity at Freepoint Technologies. And he has a lot of interesting things to say about, you know, simple ways that we can clean up
our technology and be a lot more secure. So Ron, thank you so much for being here. I'd love for you to share a little bit more about what you do in cyber and the resolutions you have for next year.
Well, thank you very much, Lamour and Diane. This is actually fantastic that you invited me here and Diana. You know, we've kind of chatted on LinkedIn, I think, for the last couple of years. So this is fantastic. And I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and be part of your show and help share some of my insights into the cyber world. So a little bit about me. So as you said, so I'm the head of IT and cybersecurity for Freepoint Technologies, and I'm also the owner of my own copywriting and storytelling startup company, where I help promote security awareness and security company products and services to general population and to other businesses and enterprise. And so in terms of kind of where I see us going in resolution, one thing I really like that you guys talked about is the password wallet. And that is actually one of my key number one resolutions as well, is to make sure that you go through and clean that up and to make sure that we're using single-use passwords. I think that's one thing that I'm still seeing people not doing, is they're reusing the same passwords over and over and over again. And of course, as we know, with breaches and data being being taken from systems, is that once your password is compromised in one location, it can be used against you in other locations. So it's always important to have, single-use passwords. And the best way to manage those, and I think, you guys touched on it just recently, just a few minutes ago as well, is to make sure that you actually have like a wallet. You have a digital wallet. So a password manager is something that I highly recommend to make sure that you have, and always use a very strong, secure password on the sites and apps that are asking for it. And the good thing that I'm seeing, a trend that I've been seeing for the last little while, is inside applications, when they're asking for passwords, they can actually indicate what kind of strength is required. And these password managers can read those and actually give you a password that matches the criteria or above in terms of, a strong, secure password, and make sure that you actually have one per site. So you should never reuse the same password twice. And the only password that you have to remember then is the one on your password vault, on your password manager. So then that, of course, you make sure that you secure with a very good, strong password and two-factor authentication on the vault.
Yeah, that's really great resolutions, Ron. And thanks again so much for being with us. And it's interesting, about passwords and thinking about how our views on passwords have evolved. Because I remember when I first started needing a password, it was like 19. Well, the very first password I ever had was back in the 70s. But, when I started in professional life, I think it was the late 80s, very early 90s that I started to use passwords regularly professionally. And I actually reused passwords. I do. I admit it. In the late 80s, I was reusing one password. And it was a favorite password. And I don't know how or why, but it must have stuck around in one of an old account that I had, because last year I started getting emails with, "We know your password." Well, this password I was using in the late 80s, let me tell you, it was a word. So it was very easily broken by a dictionary attack. I haven't used it in decades. I don't even remember what account it might have been connected to. But it was very scary nonetheless to see that word, that password, come back in, because to get me to click on the emails, the attackers that had stolen that password database sent me emails with, "I know your password," and then the actual word. It's just interesting how it's changed over time and how we've gone from people, even professional people, reusing passwords, 30, 40 years ago, to needing to have these, as you point out, Ron, very strong, resilient passwords that are unique, everybody. But Ron, in addition to the passwords, we were wondering, what would you recommend to the average person who's online as they're thinking about what they can do for kind of resolutions or even cyber goals that they may want to hit for their home, as more people are working from home, or that they might want to bring in and say to their, if they're working in a small business, perhaps say to their IT person there, say, "Hey, have you thought about doing something, that will help strengthen our cyber resilience?"
Okay. Absolutely. It's one thing that I try to keep in mind myself is that, we're in a very dynamic and evolving landscape, which, we have to continuously always review and adapt, right? We have to, I always look at our risk profiles today as something like it's a moving target. It's like, it's not just you start at the beginning of the year and then whatever you consider or you plan is something that's going to do you for the whole year. So we kind of look at New Year's resolutions. I almost want to think of them as like new month resolutions, and not to really intimidate or overwhelm. It's more going back and just kind of reviewing what you've got and say, where am I at today? And keeping yourself abreast of the information that's coming out. We are fortunate, in the cyber world that, our community is probably one of the most tight-knit, closest helpful groups that I think I've ever seen. And, you go on LinkedIn or you go on another platform and you say, can anybody help me with this? And you have to almost fight them back and beat them back with a stick because they're so helpful. Like, let me help you, and it's just amazing how much community and how much help you can get. So, definitely keep out there, keep abreast of the information and, stay informed, to the best available and verified information. And I think, I want to stress that is verified. We are in a society now where people are very quick to share. You see something out there and it shocks you. It's meant to shock you. That's the idea. And you click share and you just basically perpetuate, misinformation. So, keep abreast the information. Never, when I see something now, when I see breaking news, I almost look at it as breaking news as broken news. It's out there. It's at that second and it's going to develop. And we don't even know if the information is correct. We saw that with that ransomware attack over in Europe, where they said that someone died as a result of the cyber attack. And, as it turned out, shortly after, it may have had a small part to do with not getting help, but that person, was already, far gone. And it didn't really impact the outcome, the sad outcome. Right. But of course, we kind of all blew that out of proportion and we're all sharing that away. I was guilty myself in that situation where we're, because that upset me. and that's where you have to watch. It's like, controlling our emotion when we see these things. We are in a very, hacky world, where there's a lot happening, there's a lot going on every day. We see things and really just kind of take a step back and we don't have to act at this very second. Don't be so quick to share. Don't be so quick to judge or assume that the information that you're seeing is legitimate. Make sure that you verify, a couple, two or three independent sources are verifying that information before you click that share button.
I very much agree, Ron. And yes, it is a hacky world and there's a lot of emotional pressure coming from everywhere because especially today, viral posts, so they're supposed to get you very emotional and get you to take a stand and be very definitive and, share it wide with everyone you possibly can. So thank you for that. I think this is a really important point you brought up. I was looking at some tips that you had in December, your security checklist online, and I found those excellent for every night. It's excellent even for me, on my home routers and people working from home nowadays. So I'd love to hear some of those top tips that you have for a resolution on people working from home, maybe their routers and things like that would be excellent.
For sure. One thing that, we always have to look at when it comes to your routers. I mean, a lot of the time the router is provided by the ISP and the router doesn't have a lot of, inherent security properties to it. It doesn't have a lot of, now I'm not saying that people have to be experts. I mean, that's where, we have to be very careful on, what we suggest people do. It also has to be within the capabilities of their own technical expertise. I'm somebody who likes to focus and target, general population. I want to make sure that everybody is safer. It's not just people that are, I don't think everybody has to have a cyber degree in order to use, the internet. We have to obviously have security awareness, but in terms of some good tips, router for sure. We want to make sure that the router is secure. It's updated. Make sure that you change the default password on that router. Now, routers that are coming out today typically have, a randomized password that's on the bottom. So you might go there and it might be admin and it might be some sort of random cryptic key. But one thing that I'm unsure of from myself from a security perspective is where is that password cataloged? See, I'm not sure about that. Maybe, you know, maybe Diana might know. I don't know. Is I suspect that those passwords, that username password combo with the ID of that device, is in a database somewhere. That, you know, it's not just random and nobody knows what it is. I may be wrong, but on the safe side, I suggest even changing that. Even if it looks like it's a cryptic password, it's unique to that device. You know what? Make something else that you actually have control of, not something that was given to you on the bottom of a sticker. Because we don't know, with supply chain attacks and everything else, we don't know exactly who may know that credential. So make sure they're up there. Make sure auto updates are on those routers as well. And you know, and the ISP routers, like I said, they don't really have a lot of configuration options, a lot of security options. They're very basic. They're really just gateways. They're just pass-throughs to get you to the internet with some very rudimentary, you know, IP filtering and some rudimentary, you know, security. They don't really check for anything that we would consider to be, you know, in-depth, you know, security checks today. So I would look at getting another router to bridge that. And, you know, one thing that in my experience, it's been very good, is that internet providers are typically good at helping you get some basic configuration set up. So obviously, to get your own router set up, you have to, you know, disable some portion of the one that they gave you, and what they call putting that in bridge mode. And, you know, I've found that most ISPs are actually fairly open to allow, you know, helping you out with that if you're not sure what to do. But of course, we can always do a search, you know, on the internet, go to DuckDuckGo, you know, find a guide to set that up. But yeah, I mean, I do highly recommend that people look at getting an additional router. That's, its very purpose is not everything. You know, it's like, it's just there for routing, and it will have a lot, you know, more firewall capabilities that will actually be more helpful.
That is excellent. I think that a New Year's resolution for companies is for all their work from home employees that need to access sensitive data, is that they should give them a really good router where you can have a guest network and you can have stuff segmented on it and, you know, help them configure that. I think that would be a good one for companies these days.
Yeah, I think I agree. And, you know, one thing that we have to watch at too is that at home, because you're out of the control of the company network and you really don't have visibility from like an IT staff and an IT admin, is you have to kind of have certain policies in place. And I think it's just kind of bringing these up because, you know, one thing is that you don't know what to be aware of or what to be cautious of if no one actually tells you. And one thing that we have to watch at home is to look at these devices. You know, we have devices that are in our homes now. We see that they're kind of rampant, right? They're, you know, we have, you know, what are they? You know, there's Google Homes, there's, you know, these Amazon Echo devices. And these are, you know, there's speakers that are connected to the internet. And these are, well, you know, as we know, IoT devices, and they're not always the most secure. You know, their history is just,
to say the least.
Security first mindset. You know, the security first culture is evolving. It's developing. It's still not where we need it to be. And back in these early IoT adoption, you know, quick to market, security wasn't even, I don't even think it was even a glimpse. So you have to be very cautious. Something as, you know, having security cameras in your room, in your office where you're working and doing your work for your company. Those security cameras, if they're IP connected to the internet, there is a chance that there is an attacker or somebody that's actually having access to look through that camera, watching you type in your password to the corporate network. So, you know, make sure those things are actually pointed away from your work area. Make sure that, you know, the microphone button is off on the IoT devices. You know, try to make it so that, you know, because you never know who's watching and you never know who's listening, which that should scare you. It really should.
Yeah, these are really great advice. Just as sort of a wrap up, Ron, I was wondering if you could recommend your guidance to everyday cyber listeners about how to stay on track with these resolutions. You know, like what you're talking about, things like you get an additional router, create a more secure network inside of your own home. They're great when we start the year, just like I'm going to get out and exercise and eat my vegetables every day. And then sometimes people can kind of flag in their motivation as the year wears on. So do you have any advice on how to stay motivated for your cyber resolutions in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't like using FUD and fear to kind of, you know, to be the catalyst for people to act. And, you know, resolutions, as we know, whether it's cyber or anything else, are always, you know, they can be daunting, you know, and I think that the, you know, what happens is we focus on the goal too much. You know, we worry too much about, you know, let's get to that endpoint, that goal post. But, you know, the thing about, you know, especially in the cyber world and the security world, is that goal post is always moving. So, you know, I think, you know, what I like to do is I like to break these into tasks. So if our goal is to make sure that our home network is more secure, well, let's do that by just, you know, adding our, you know, breaking these out into some tasks. Let's make sure that we change the default password on the router. Let's make sure that we change and we disable, you know, universal plug and play. Let's turn off WPS because we, you know, we're not using that and it's unsafe. So just kind of go through, get a guide. Like you mentioned, my December guide actually has a number of tips that you can do that they can find on LinkedIn on my profile. Just go through and do just each one of those. Make those, that one task, your resolution. And even if you have to, break those up into smaller tasks and just, you know, check them off, knock them off. As we know, you know, these, you know, getting these done are wins, and that momentum kind of carries us through to the next one. And just kind of think about these items, these smaller little bite-sized micro tasks. Just get those done because, you know, every single task that you do, you know, increases your, you know, your or decreases your risk, right? So it actually increases your security profile. So just do a little bit at a time. Don't make too big of a deal about it. Just keep going, you know, plan it out, break it up once a week, once a day, do something small and just kind of go down. And one thing that I, you know, is keep yourself up to date with information. You know, go look in the community. Yeah, make sure you're looking at the cyber news. See what's happening in the world and see, you know, how does this affect me? Kind of ask you that question and then kind of go back and look at the list that you set up and kind of reevaluate, you know, am I, you know, working towards this? Because I know every little bit helps.
It's true that positive reinforcement and not biting off more than you can chew at once. Yeah, that's really, it's great advice, both for your cyber safety and for any resolution that people are making. So thank you so much, Ron, for being here with us. And thank you very much to the audience for helping us all plan for a more cyber safe 2021. We're going to be continuing to ring in 2021 with our next episode, which will be focused on healthcare and how you can protect your own personal healthcare and keep that data safe. And we hope you'll join us for that.
Yes, please follow the podcast and join us on that next episode. It's going to be a fascinating chat. And please reach out to us on Twitter at cyber_everyday. You can find Diana and I on LinkedIn if you wish to send us some questions in advance of an upcoming episode. And you can also email us at youreverydaycyber@securitycurve.com. Our podcast page also has more details for you and resources from each of the episodes, including today's. So thank you all. Thank you, Ron, Diana, and stay safe out there, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Your Everyday Cyber Podcast with Limor and Diana. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.